Most women have never, especially when their husband's not being nice, well, they walk up to him, put their arms around him and say, I want to thank God that you're my husband and you're my Lord. And I'm subject to you. I will obey you. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do it. Ooh, that's kind of tough, isn't it? Ooh, like you could have preached all day and never covered this. My goodness gracious, this is awful. I mean, but there is women, you know, that just will not obey God. And see, God made your husband different than he did you. You know, your husband will never be like you. So until you learn that he may not be the problem, you may be. It's just like this woman that wrote this book, How to Be the Wife of a Happy Husband. I don't know, anybody ever read that book? It's a fairly old book. But I picked it up one day when I was down at the bookstore, How to Be the Wife of a Happy Husband. And when I went to check out, the woman said, sir, could I ask you a question? I said, certainly. She said, why would a man want to read a book like that? I said, I'm a man, and I'm a husband, and I'm going to find out if this woman knows what she's talking about. Doesn't that make sense? How to be the wife of a happy husband. I read the book. The woman knew exactly what she was talking about. She had learned because she had a husband she kept praying for. God, you got to change my husband. He doesn't do what I want him to do. I don't like the way he does things. And she prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. One day God spoke to her. He says, your husband is not the problem. You are. Now that's what she didn't want to hear. But this was God telling her this. See, she heard from God. She said, well, Lord, if I'm the problem, what do I have to do? He said, I told you everything you're supposed to do in my word. Now you go dig it out. So she went to the New Testament and began to read and study everything about husbands and wives. And she found out she was not a submissive wife. She did not obey her husband. She didn't have that quiet, gentle spirit. She didn't have none of those things. She said, well, my husband never comes home. Said, the longer we're married, the longer he stays at work. So when she began to learn these things, she called him one night and said, honey, I have fixed dinner for you. Could you take time in your busy schedule tonight to come home? Now, I realize if you've already got things settled where you can't, that's okay, but I have prepared a beautiful candlelight dinner for us if you'd like to come home and have dinner with me. He thought, wow, this girl sounds different. Okay, so he came home, and wow, a beautiful candlelight. She was so sweet and so loving, and the next night she didn't have to call him to come home at 6 o'clock. He just showed up at 6. Hey. And guess what happened? This man that didn't want to be around her, that didn't want to listen to her fussing and grumbling and complaining, she stopped grumbling and complaining. She started being that sweet, gentle, loving wife. Now, he just loves to be around her now. And so she found out God was right. She was the problem and not her husband. But she wrote the book, How to Be the Wife of a Happy Husband. So see, God tells you what to do. When he says, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Whose daughters you are as long as you do well and are not afraid. Now then, try that on your husband next time he gets out of sorts. Just hold him tight, look him right in the eye and say, I'm so glad you're my husband. I love you so much. You're my Lord. Amen. That's absolutely right, young lady. That's exactly right. If you want to be treated like a queen, treat your husband like a king. That's exactly the way to treat him. Treat him like a king, and he will treat you like a queen. That's absolutely right. That's just the way it is. But you know, when God's word has a plan like this, now, it also says that the husband is to love the wife like Christ loved the church. Now, that's a pretty big load for the man. You know that? To love your wife like Christ loved the church. Ooh, when she's not very sweet and nice, you still got to love her like Christ loved the church. Sometimes that's not easy. But do you want to be sick? God says, if you don't love your wife like I love the church, then I will not answer your prayer. So So if you're a man and you want to get your prayers answered, you got to obey the king. Because who is it that answers your prayer? The king. And the king does. And if you and me don't obey him, he can withhold that prayer, can't he? We can beg and plead and do everything we want to. And he says, nope. There was a man one time that had been listening to this, these spiritual things that I've been teaching, and he come to my church over in Dallas, and he told me, he said, I got to give you a testimony. I said, okay. So he came up, he said, you see that woman right there? I said, yes, sir. He said, I've been married to that woman 50 years. I said, okay. He said, we've been coming to your church a while. We've been listening to what you teach. And he said, I want you to know that last week, that woman and me had a serious disagreement. Now, they've been married 50 years. Now, after 50 years, you mean you can still have a serious disagreement? Yeah, you can if you let it go that far. They had a serious disagreement. He said, I got mad at her. I mean, I got mad at her. And he said, I went to bed mad at my wife. He said, the next morning, I woke up with excruciating pain in my left hip and my left leg. He said, I said, oh, God, what is wrong with me? Then he got to thinking, Thurman said in the Word that if you go to bed angry, you give place to the devil. Anybody ever read that scripture? You go to bed angry, you give place to the devil. Well, now why in the world would anybody in their right mind as a Christian ever go to bed angry? If you know you're going to give place to the devil and he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, would you want to give place to a critter like that? Not really. But you just don't realize what you're doing. But he said, I went to bed mad and woke up the next morning with excruciating pain, my left hip, my left leg. And then I thought, okay, God, I did go to bed angry, so Lord, I repent for my anger. And I ask you to forgive me. Now, do you think God forgave him? Sure. So he said, now then, I understand what Thurman teaches in the Word. We have power over the devil. Now, I want to take you to this scripture in Luke 10, 19, and 20, and I want you to see how much power you have over the devil. Luke 10, 19, and 20. Look at this. This is an awesome scripture that you and me have that God has given us if we walk in obedience to His Word. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the serpent and his scorpions, or Satan and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy. Now, how much power do we have over this beast? If we're walking obedient to His Word, we have all, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits, the evil spirits, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now then, if we're walking obedient and devil has no legal right to us, when we speak to him and command him to leave, what does he have to do? Has to go. That's good news, isn't it? We love it. But this man commanded the devil to leave, and when he did, the devil twisted him like to knock his leg out from under him. Oh, he said, it hurts worse. Worry, oh God, what did I do wrong? He's crying out to God. And he heard this little voice say, you haven't forgiven your wife. You asked me to forgive you, but you haven't forgiven your wife. So he goes, and honey, I'm so sorry. I got mad at you last night. Will you please forgive me for hollering at you last night? She said, of course I will. I love you. He said, okay, now I got power over this devil. He said, you devil of hell, according to Luke 10, 19, and 20, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave my hip now in Jesus' name. And bam, he said, I was instantly healed. Isn't that something? We had a lady in our church that her knee got all swelled up. And she couldn't even go to the bathroom. I mean, her right knee was swelled up. Left side of the body's female, right side's male. If you have problems with the right side of your body, you got a problem with a male. If you got a problem with the left side of your body, you got a problem with a female. That's just the way it is. Unless you're a woman, except for a stroke, and that's right and left brain. Still, the deal works like that. But it's left brain, right side, right brain, left side, and a stroke. But if you are a woman and you have breast cancer, in other words, they spend millions of dollars on research to find out what causes breast cancer, and I know what causes breast cancer. I don't have to spend any money. If you have breast cancer and you're a woman, you have an unforgiveness toward a woman. That's how simple it is. I've seen it hundreds of times. If you have unforgiveness toward a female acquaintance, you'll always have breast cancer in your right breast. And if you have unforgiveness toward a female member of your family, like a mother, daughter, sister, or something like that, anybody in your family, an aunt, anybody in your personal family, and you have unforgiveness and you're a female, you'll always have breast cancer in your left breast. Always. I've seen it hundreds of times. Now, does any woman have to have breast cancer? Nope. All she's got to do is obey God and walk in love. When you walk in love and you obey God, and all those scriptures we read under the law a while ago in Deuteronomy, how much sickness is he going to take away from you if you obey him? Oh, so you don't ever have to have breast cancer, do you? No. But what do you have to do? Obey God. Now then, under the new covenant, if you get into unforgiveness, he'll turn you over to a tormenting spirit. It's written in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. But whenever you are turned over to a tormenting spirit, if you happen to be a woman and you have breast cancer in your left breast, you need to research your life and see what female in your life, immediate family, what female you've got a grudge against, because that's what brought your breast cancer. The minute you repent of that sin and you're prayed over by faith, that cancer will go away. I have seen it healed hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. And the right side, if you got, in fact, I had a lady sitting right there with this lady sitting on the front row, just a few healing schools back, and right there where you are. And that girl was sitting there, and I was teaching on this very thing. And she said, I have got an excruciating pain in my left side, my shoulder down in my left breast. And she hadn't been diagnosed with breast cancer yet, but she said, I happen to remember I have a gross unforgiveness toward my sister. And she said, I forgive. And took out a piece of paper and wrote it down. You were here, wasn't you, Ann? You saw that. That lady, well, she sat down there and she said, I forgive so-and-so, wrote her name down. From my heart, Lord, I promise to walk in love with her from now on, signed her name. The minute she signed her name, she screamed, sitting right there on the front row. Ah! And I stopped the man. I said, what happened? She said, I just wrote this down, and my pain's completely gone. I know I'm completely healed. And she was. I didn't even get to pray for her. All she had to do was just write down, I forgive my sister in the name of Jesus. And Jesus instantly healed her, sitting right there on the front row. Do we serve an awesome God, folks? She's been back here 3 or 4 times. No more pain. But she hadn't gotten into a grudge against her sister no more either. Isn't that something? Isn't God awesome? Now, he's given us all these promises. Did he say that we have power over the devil right here? Did he say the devil has to be subject to us? Did he tell us first to repent? When we repent, are we forgiven?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.